I'm Dan Orlovsky. When I'm looking for safety, I always take the extra steps and listen to Chris and Case on the Detroit Lions podcast.
Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The show where Kool-Aid runs blue, faces turn red, and rose-colored glasses never go out of style. This is the Detroit Lions Podcast, your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection. And now, two guys who wish they had as much face time with Cooter as Matthew Stafford. Chris and Case.
Hey, hi-de-ho, Lions fans. Welcome to the Detroit Lions Podcast. This is episode 238. This is the official Detroit Lions Podcast for Reddit. I am your dashing host, Chris. And with me is my good friend and co-host, Andy, it's you, it's Sandman. How you doing, brother?
I'm a little sick, but unlike other hosts, I'm not going to let a little sickness keep me down.
So-called hosts, right? Am I right? Am I right?
Quote-unquote hosts.
Yeah, loser Case. Got a good show for you guys this week. We're going to talk about the Giants game a little bit. We're running a little later in the week than we normally do, but that's okay. We've got a huge contest, and you only got like a week and a half to get involved, so you're going to want to pay attention. We'll hit that at the top of the show. We're going to take a look ahead to the game against the Raiders and a whole lot more. We got a great show lined up. Sandman, you ready to go, brother?
Oh, I've been ready.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right, first a couple of quick announcements. Check us out and help us out on the Patreon. A very special thanks to Dylan from
Guam.
Yeah. Of course, our very first donor, Mathis. Brian Burkheiser, iProvailBand.com. Look for us on the 16th, Brian. Hit my Twitter. We got you. Got a message going on. We'll be there, Nipsey, to see the band having a good time. You can join the Patreon crew at patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. You get access to the Slack, which is the most intelligent Lions chat on the internet. And Sandman can attest to that for sure. But we've got something else. And I will tell, again, I don't want to go into it too much. We'll do it right at the top when we kick the show off here. But you do not want to miss this. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to want to jump into Patreon right now. So check that out. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, or on the Instagram, Detroit Lions Podcast. We're there. No posts, just looking for followers, having fun with that. We got a great, great post to come eventually when we get to the right place. Also, we're out there on Twitter at DET Lions Podcast. DET Lions Podcast, the very best place to see Sandman.
With no pants on.
That's right. Subscribe to us on YouTube. YouTube.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. YouTube.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. It's the sexiest place. The sexiest place to see the no pants action that goes on all the time. Rate us iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, iHeart, all those places. Let everyone know you give 5 stars because you love us, because we love you too when you do that. Thank you so much for supporting us like that. And lastly, give us a call on Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word, Detroit Lions Podcast, or call us on the Lions line at 929-33-LIONS. 929-33-LIONS, 335-4667. Leave a message and get a chance to hear yourself on the show. Let's get this thing going.
Tighten your chin straps, kids. It's time to review this week in Reddit.
Wow. I love that. Hey, guys, welcome to see you in the live chat. We just decided to do it live this week. It's been a crazy hell week. Case, he's got the sniffles. He has a weak constitution, couldn't make it. I have just massive crap going on at work. It's enough going on that I'm really starting to think we'll get another job. Sandman came in and saved the day. What a way to go. Man, thank you so much for coming in and helping us with the show this
Absolutely,
week.
Absolutely, man.
Really, really cool. Sandman's not feeling well either, but so he doesn't have video because he's there. He's literally in less than no pants. Just so
I look like Beetlejuice, and it's not because I dressed up like him during Halloween. I just look like Beetlejuice. I was scaring all my customers today, walking around.
Big questions going in the chat, wondering they didn't know Sandman was bald. Who's the guy in the hat next to him? So
Sandman, he was a real, real big, good tan.
Standing there with Caldwell, it's a good picture. Both you guys are looking pretty out there. So cool. All right, so let's talk about this. I want to talk about. I mean, Sandman, you've always been such a great guy. You've put together something really amazing here, and we want to talk about it. I'll just kind of put the headline out there, and then we'll kind of just talk through it together. Headline is, who would like to go to the Dallas Cowboys game in a suite with Sandman and I? Anyone? Anyone out there want to do something
Bueller?
Like that? Bueller? Bueller? That's right. You could join us at the Cowboys game at Ford Field in a suite as the big, big winner. The only caveat is it's a cash bar. But other than that, it's totally, everything's free. We'll get you Lions t-shirt, podcast t-shirt, Lions podcast t-shirt. We'll get you in there. And we're going to broadcast live. So you're going to get an opportunity to do some halftime show with us. It's going to be a pretty killer deal. Sandman put this together. He's got the magic fingers. Dude, thank you so much. This is, I mean, for me, it's awesome because I am so excited to go there. But this is going to be a lifetime of fun and excitement for somebody here, man.
Yeah, you know, every year they ask me, do you want to buy a suite this year? Do you want to buy a suite? And it's always been, no, it's impossible to find 12 people. It's too hard to find whatever. Well, my season ticket guy reached out to me and he said he had a special deal going on just for me. And it was too good of a deal to pass up. And, you know, when you are lucky enough to get stuff like this kind of placed in your lap, I think you should pay it forward a little bit. You know, get Chris flying in and have a fun opportunity for a fan to get in on the action and, you know, hang out with a bunch of cool dudes. Watch some Lions football game, free food, free pop.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna have to pay for your, you know, Sprite and vodkas, but
just the vodka, you know, part though. The Sprite's free. Don't worry about
the
it.
The Sprite's free, yeah.
I was just so enthralled that you made me your plus one. It was really special. Sandman hit me up and I was just like, what? And then he brought this up, so this is awesome. So how do you do it? How do you get a chance to win your seat in the suite? We're gonna do one person that does this. You get one chance, one person gets it. We're gonna do it via Patreon. Anybody who's a Patreon person is gonna be entered. We're doing it just like we're doing the Sega thing. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. If you join Patreon, for every dollar that you give, you get one entry into the pick, the lottery here. We're gonna be picking the winner on the 12th. And we're going to contact to make sure that they can make it. We got to get this all straightened around. So if you're a Patreon person, be ready to answer the phone, your email on the 12th. We're going to have kind of time limits on people being able to get back to us because we want on our broadcast on the 13th to be able to name that winner. We get them a shirt, get them all the stuff, and get them set up for the suite. So this is it, man. This is a killer, killer good deal. Great opportunity. Come up, join Sandman and I at Ford Field for the Dallas Cowboys game in a suite and help us do our halftime broadcast show. Shoe broadcast show, as Billy Sims says. So huge props, huge thanks, man. Sam, man, you're the love of my life, and I hope my wife isn't watching.
I love you too, Chris. I love you too. Yeah, no, I think it should be a blast, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's a cool opportunity. I've been in the suites, but I've never watched a game from one, and I think it'll be a real fun time by all.
Yeah.
God, I love that kid.
You're right, Casey. You do. All right. We'll keep going. We'll talk more about it. We'll hit it on the old Twitter as well. But that's it. Get onto the Patreon, patreon.com/Detroit Lions podcast. Get yourself loaded up as a donator. Again, when you do that, you get access to the Slack chat, which is cool. The other thing that we have going, and we don't want to forget about it because Peter Von Panda stepped up pretty huge with this, and I really want it. I don't want to give it away, but this retro Sega Genesis. I mean,
that thing is sweet.
Yeah. 42 games on it. Dig Dug, all the old. So Virtua Fighter, all the great games.
Oh, Virtua Fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was my jam back in the day. I played it on the Sega Saturn.
Yeah. Oh, the Saturn.
Sega Saturn.
So that's going to be out there. We'll do the pick. The way we're going to do it is we're going to do two drawings. The first drawing will be for the suite. And the second place drawing will be for the Sega. And I think what we'll do is probably draw like the top eight people. And we'll start with number one. If they can't make it, we'll offer them the Sega. And then we'll work our way down the list from there and get the whoever wins that. So get in there. Get yourself out to the Patreon and join us. All right, let's talk about some Lions stuff. Going to the game is pretty nice. But you want to talk about some Giants game? It's been a while since we had that game, but since the post-game show, we haven't had a talk about that. Really quick touch on it. I know there was this amazing slow lights video that some guy San Diman or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, It's always easier after a win. I can tell you that for sure. God, yeah. It's not as hard to go back through the footage and rewatch it all. But
there's been some tough years, man. And this is something I don't think, you know, you put out these awesome hype videos all the time, and I don't think people quite understand those, you know, when they go 4-11, 4-12, right? You're sitting there, wow, Sam did a great hype video, some great stuff. He's got to go through all that stuff to put these things together, and it's it hurts.
You know, it really does. Like, the slow lights are kind of one thing I can kind of pop through the play-by-play because it's still fresh in my mind. I can remember, like, oh, there was this crazy block. Maybe the play wasn't cool, but the block was cool, and I'll make sure to include that. But yeah, at the end of the year, when you go to make the highlight videos, like, I don't have it. I'll have enough footage for the main guys, Stafford, whoever our main running back is, wide receivers. But people are always asking for like Slay or other things like that. And that's a little harder to dig through. And yeah, I end up watching a lot of bad football.
Yeah. Hey,
maybe I should make Patriots slow lights. 49ers slow lights.
Yeah. There was a question in the live chat. How many can you fit in the suite? It's, what is it, 12 to 24?
12 to 20.
12 to 20. And we're going to keep it nice and tight at 12. So you'll have plenty of room to stretch out your elbows. No peeing on the seat, though.
Yeah, please don't pee on the seat. I think I signed something that I have to pay for the seat if you pee on the seat. I don't know how expensive the seats are. But, you know, they're kind of crappy plastic. To me, I think you just wipe it with a magic eraser. A little powder on it, I think you're fine, but I don't know how the Lions handle that.
So. Yeah, yeah. there's a steam cleaning fee. So good times. So it'll be nice group in the suite on that. Back to, I just wanted to answer that really quick. On the slow lights, or it is very difficult to put that together with some of those losses. And you see, it's like watching, you're an accident reconstruction guy, right? And you're forensic analysis teaching people, you keep seeing the same accidents over and over. And you see, at some point, you're going to develop some PTSD. But I mean, lately, it's been a lot better. I mean, the team's got some good wins. They've been some close games. And maybe it stings a little more on some of those plays that weren't quite what you hoped they were. But overall, it's got to be a better experience putting these things together, right?
Yeah, you know, this year has been completely different. And I tried to convey this on Twitter as much as possible. And, you know, I kind of got knocked as a naysayer at times. But last year was so rough that when I went to go make highlight packages at the end of the year, because I didn't make a lot of slow lights because there was too many games where it was literally impossible for me to go back.
Right.
I just couldn't do it.
It hurt.
So, but at the end of the year, I thought, okay, I've had some time. I've healed. I thought I healed. And I went back and looked through, but there literally wasn't enough footage. Like, even Matthew Stafford, I went through, I had 3.5 minutes worth of total plays that I thought were highlight worthy, that were, you know, like exciting plays by themselves. And that freaked me out so bad last year.
Yeah.
And this year has been so completely different. I'm going to have 4 flea flickers. In all the high, you know, like,
yeah, oh my god, how,
like, how does that happen? Like, from 1 year looking like hot garbage, no exciting plays at all, just kind of meddling down the field as an offense, to this, what we've got now, where he's leading the league in deep targets and all sorts of fun things to look forward to.
Yeah,
it's like 2011 all over again.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So, the win against the Giants, that was a good win. I wish it was a better win, a bigger win. It still feels like a little bit of the story of the Lions, where we'll go to the Green Bay game, something happens, and they have the world as their oyster. It's in their hand, and then it slips through, right? Some, whether they didn't play well, they didn't prep well, they started slow, the refs get them, whatever. It's like, gosh, oh my man, this is just the kind of thing that gets you nuts, drives you nuts. This year was a year where I thought maybe they were going to flip the script on that. They didn't in Green Bay. The refs did their thing, we did our thing, and it just didn't come through in the end. The Giants game was one we really expected to win, but I don't want to be crappy about this, but I wanted them to win by more. I wanted them to really come out with a little bit bigger. I think probably the last Giants touchdown is his garbage time stuff. So I could probably in my mind peel that off the score and say we beat him by 12. Can I go that way? Would you support me?
Yeah, you know, being there live and watching it, I never felt like we were in danger. I guess let me put it that way.
Okay.
So, you know, that garbage time touchdown, like whether it was garbage time or not, it didn't feel garbage time live, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I wasn't that worried about it.
Right.
You know, it just didn't seem like that scary of a thing. I would say that the offense looked great, you know, doing their thing kind of looked okay. I think the running game is still garbage. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. Obviously, not having our number one guy hurts. I think it was a little weird to have guys straight off the street starting over Ty Johnson.
I think we have the lowest amount of money spent on the running back room of any team in the NFL right now. I believe that's the number that I heard. If not, it's near the bottom of the league.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That, yeah, you know, and it feels like that. It feels like that, yeah. You know, the defense has always, you know, so far this year, has always kind of weirded me out because it doesn't feel like a bad group. Like, I watch them and they feel solid, but they're solid while giving up 30 points, you know, or they're giving up 25 points, or, you know, it feels weird. And I don't know how to quite put my finger on it because I feel like this is not a good defense. But then I watch them and they don't play bad. We've got good coverage. It's just, I don't know. Like, it just feels weird.
The guys we've been playing, like, this is I see this play along the sideline. It winds up being a mid to deep ball where we've got great coverage and the ball's like a yard and a half out of bounds and they get their hands on it and catch it. And then they go, you know, they get their 2 feet in and they're out of bounds. They're just balls you can't defend, right? I mean, it's like, how the hell are these quarterbacks so good at getting that darn ball to these wide receivers where only they can get it along the sidelines? It's happened 4 or 5 times this season with some, and of course Rodgers did it. And it's just, there's some really, really stellar quarterback play out there. We've played some good teams, better than I think maybe we know. And we could probably kind of allude a little bit to the Arizona game here on that. If you think about it, Thursday night this week, last night, game was on. We watched Arizona come back and almost beat San Francisco. Ooh. Obviously, San Francisco sucks letting that Arizona team come back the way they did, right?
That's the worst. They should trade Joey Bosa while he still has value.
Yeah, right. I got to credit Schwing 9 from the suburb for that. I stole his joke, but it's a good one. It's a good one. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, this is a team that has been built in a little bit of a similar way as the Lions, right? A kind of bottom-up build. And this Arizona team is a lot stouter than maybe we had thought. We had a 5-0 team almost have a comeback against them from Arizona with a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of parallels to be drawn between us and the Cardinals for sure. And it's funky to me because I would say that the Cardinals have drafted way worse than us. I think that their GM has done not a good job. You know, you could argue that Bob Quinn has done a decent job to, you know, some people might say he's done a bad job so far, but I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, we're talking about a guy that drafted Jonathan Cooper that like played 0 games for them. You know, like DJ Humphreys has basically been a bust for the most part. Robert and Kindici that's been hurt and hasn't done anything, you know, and basically he's had one draft with Kyler Murray that kind of seems to have clicked with his new head coach. I think they've done a good job matching Kyler Murray to a head coach that gets him and that can build an offense and make sure that everybody's comfortable.
It's funny how two rookies came in fit together like that, right? From a coach and a, I mean, I don't think anybody thought Kyler Murray was going to be as good as he's shown so far. And I'm not saying he's Peyton Manning, right? Let's not go overboard here. But he's been a heck of a lot better than I think. Arizona has been a heck of a lot better than anybody imagined.
Yeah, you know, I'm not shocked that he's playing well, but I'm shocked he's playing well as fast as he did.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, when we played him week 1, I thought either we're going to get the Lions curse, which is that we lose because we always lose to rookie quarterbacks, or he comes out and looks like a super rookie quarterback. And, you know, we saw that with Daniel Jones this past week, that at times he still has rookie quarterback tendencies. And every time I get to watch Kyler Murray play, I feel like those are so few and far between that it's pretty amazing for a guy that's, you know,
he's mature,
hasn't been around.
Sure. Yeah. So let's talk about, I mean, the success they've had, how quickly they've had it, right? I mean, this quick, I don't say this quick build, but they're looking like a different team. Would you do a trade of their GM, Steve Keim, for Bob Quinn? Is that where you're at?
Ooh. At this point, no. Probably not. I'd rather stay with the devil I know than the devil I don't.
Yeah.
You know? But it's kind of hard to say, right? I think that anytime we discuss drafting and it comes to the Detroit Lions, now that Matt Patricia is in place, I think they're just going to draft funky. They're going to draft what Matt Patricia wants. And that's, you know, like us and the Patriots are the only teams that seem to run a similar philosophy as far as this goes, which is going to cause guys like Tavai getting drafted in the second round that nobody's, you know, really thought about in that place and stuff like that. So I think it's easy to blame Bob Quinn for drafting poorly, but I think his drafts need 3-4 years. And I think, you know, we definitely are seeing some of that, like not look as good as we wanted it to, like as far as Taylor Decker, you know, we were hoping he was going to be better than he has been. He's not bad by any stretch, but he's not great either.
He's not a world burner, right? I can't knock him because look, in the NFL, average is above average right now because that defensive talent is so good. If their results are average, they're a damn good offensive lineman. The results you're getting out of him, I think there's probably 20 to 25 teams that would kill for him.
And that's the thing is, you know, and I agree. And like the thing with Bob Quinn's drafts are that even if he doesn't hit on his top guys necessarily, he's not busting. He's not coming into a draft that like, oh man, in 3 years, none of these guys are here. You know, his first draft here in 2016, Taylor Decker, A'shaun, Graham Glasgow, Miles Killebrew, Joe Dahl. I mean, arguably 4 of those guys are starters right now, you know, with Joe Dahl and Miles Killebrew is like a pretty good special teams guy. And then, you know, 2017, you got Davis, Galladay, Reeves Maben, who's also a special teams ace, Jamal Agnew, you know, and then Frank Ragnow, Kerryon Johnson, Tracy Walker, Deshaun Hand. I mean, we've got a ton of people that are contributing to this team. Maybe they're not all A-plus guys. You know, maybe we're getting not super great value at those spots, but we're getting solid starters, and you can kind of see where they're looking to go.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's you're not wrong by any stretch of the imagination. I'm all in on Quinn still. And look, this isn't massive fanboy stuff. This is building a team the way Quinn's doing it, and whether that means job security or not, right? If you buy the Quinn way of doing things, you're buying his coach, which he just got. It's just his second year. It's his first year with his offensive coordinator. Their methodology is a time methodology, and if it works, and the promise is when it works, that it'll work for a long time, right?
You have a solid base.
I think back to the Lions teams, you know, under Coach Caldwell, Martin Mayhew years, and Schwartz, and I don't blame those guys necessarily for the personnel so much, but those were teams that had no depth. We had a couple of stars, and then if any of them went down, we were done.
There was a lot of boom or bust.
And That was a problem. And when Quinn took over the team, and if you think about it, the whole concept of next man up is predicated on the fact that you have a next man who's a competent football player, right?
Yeah, you have a guy back there, exactly. Yeah.
And that's, I think, a lot of the work that we're seeing. I think that's why the trade deadline didn't lead to any big booms or bangs. I think that's kind of why the Diggs thing happened as well. They're building this thing out. They're building all this depth. And I think instead of getting the stars first and then adding the depth, they're building this foundation. And then you see what your Belichick does. He'll bring in Randy Moss 1 year, right? He'll bring in LeGarrette Blount another year. He'll bring in guys that maybe didn't fit, maybe are having trouble somewhere else, but are star players that he can get at a relative discount or for money, but they fit that role. And that's what then pushes the team over to be able to consistently dominate. I think that's what they're building toward here. And I think whether it's going to work remains to be seen, but with the complete and utter lack of depth this team had, it's not going to hurt you. If it doesn't work, you're not going to win championships, but at least you're going to hand off the next guy, a team that is at least an 8-8 team of depth and talent, and then they can see what they're going to do with it. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Fanatics, Detroit Lions gear, right? You got to get your Lions gear. It's the only way to get your stuff. Go to fanatics.detroitlionspodcast.com. It could be your Red Wings gear, Red Wings gear. If you're a Nats fan, there's a couple of them out there. Go get your stuff. Fanatics.detroitlionspodcast.com. Best way to get all your gear. And they give us a kickback when you do that. And you get anything, the official real deal stuff, high quality stuff. Show off your favorite team. Show off who you stand for or who you're with. I recommend not doing it in Oakland. This week, just keep it on the inside, right? It's I don't want to see anyone get hurt. So fanatics.detroitlionspodcast.com. And it's also, if you're going to do any Amazon shopping, it's the exact same deal. Amazon.detroitlionspodcast.com. You just go there. It'll take you straight to the site. No funny stuff. You won't even know that it was set up. It just puts a little cookie in there and they know you got there from here and they give us a kickback on what you're doing. So thank you everybody who have been using those links. Fanatics.detroitlionspodcast.com and Amazon.detroitlionspodcast.com. All right. We did get some fresh news here. This fella named Tracy Walker, I don't know if you've noticed him on the field this year, Sam, and hasn't made it much of a splash. Not really. I'm a little concerned about this pick. I might be sarcastic right now. He's officially out this week. And that's a problem for us, isn't it?
That's a big problem. You know, and I think it would have been a problem even without the Diggs trade, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. Tracy Walker is our only rangy safety we have on the team. You know, that's how they used him last year when they were kind of building him up. And that's what he is on this team. If we play a single high, Tracy Walker was the guy.
Yep. And you can count on him.
Yeah. And he had the range and he had the length. He could kind of disrupt stuff back there. Without him, I guess we're going to have to see how things go. You know, I think without Diggs, we're already a guy down. We're going to have to see a lot of Tavon Wilson. We're going to have to see a lot of Harris. And I think Harris looks good, but we'll have to see how he does in a fire scenario where he's playing most of a game, if not all of a game, and we'll kind of see.
It means Killebrew is going to be on the field.
Yep, it most certainly does.
And you know that means trouble, right? I mean, and I love Miles Killebrew. I think he's a great player. He's a really, really good guy at the training camp when he'd come over, and he's really just a good, funny, interactive, cool dude, just a good human being, right? I root for him all the time. It's just he's not been able to kind of show it on the field. So if the Lions, he's been good enough to hold on to for that special teams role, but God, if he's on the field right now, he's either better be getting better or we're in trouble. And I think it's a little bit more of the latter than the former. And we'll talk about this upcoming game here. You got Diggs. He's over in Seattle now. I just heard they traded Flash Gordon over there, Josh Gordon from, or they signed him over there. He passed 27 teams on the waiver wire before he got picked up.
I don't know if I would have picked him up either, to be honest. I it came out that the Patriots thought he wasn't working hard enough, that he wasn't trying.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that this staff wouldn't put up with that either. So I wasn't shocked that the Lions didn't put a waiver out on him, but a little shocked to see him in Seattle, I guess. You know, now they've got two Josh Gordons and Tyler Lockett.
I'm waiting for the time when we do take that little flyer on one of those guys, because I know it's coming. I know it's coming. It's a team that's been a character team forever, and I think it's important. And don't get me wrong, but you can, when you have a very high character locker room, you can sign a guy like that. You know what I mean? And hold them accountable like the Patriots did. And then they can say, you know what? This experiment didn't work, and let them go and not have been damaged by it. So I think there's good stuff going on there. So Tracy's out. Diggs is gone. He's got his new friend. He's got his new hookup. Let's talk about the Raiders game. This one's an interesting game coming up in Oakland, 4:00. I'm just going to miss it, unfortunately. I was almost in town to see it. I'm going to be there the night after I arrive. It's a drag. This is going to be an interesting game because the Raiders, I mean, what is this, week 43? The Raiders haven't had a home game since the second week of the season. I think their London game was technically a home game, but, you know, obviously it's in London.
The NFL gave them the shaft big time on their schedule. Crazy. Yeah,
they gave them the Gruden. Spider, two bananas. Spider got two bananas. Angry Spider. That's not a really good deal for them. It's not a good deal for us. There's a certain amount of, you know, pride about playing at your house. And they've had a little bit of a rough go here, and you've looked at this team to see how they do at home is going to be really, really interesting, because teams do tend to play a little tougher, and there's probably a little attitude that comes with finally playing on that baseball field again.
Yeah. The worst. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, my first and main thought about the Raiders game is that's a 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time game, and that's the friggin' worst. Mm-hmm. It's the worst. I wake up at 6 a.m. and I have to wait 28 hours to watch football.
Ugh. I'm sorry. I wake up at noon.
I wish I could do that so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I have fond memories as a child waking up at noon.
Yeah, I still am. There was a period where I couldn't, but I maintained the gene. So that was nice.
You know, that's funny, but I am very nervous about this game. Something in my head says trap game, where this is a game that once again we should win. It shouldn't be that big of a problem. But we're talking about a team that's had decent pass rush at times. They seem to pick it up every once in a while. Mm-hmm. A team that could easily scheme us out because of our injuries on the back end. If Slay doesn't go and Tracy Walker's gone and Diggs is gone, we are hurting for coverage on the back end. We just are. And it's going to be a little scary because, like we were talking earlier, the three safeties that we really have left, Killebrew, Wilson, and Harris, are all kind of box safeties, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Wilson's 100% a box safety. Killebrew's 100% a box safety. I think Harris is like 75% a box safety. So it's a little scary to think about what John Gruden, you know, could whip up against us, you know, if all the stars aligned.
Yeah. Here's where my thoughts are at, right? They have a great offensive line and tight end group. And they with those players, they're going to be and let's not forget about that running back who's looked pretty good this year. they're to attack our weakness, which is our front seven, right?
Yep.
If I'm thinking about this game, my linebackers on their tight ends and their run game terrify me if I'm the Lions defense. So the one thing I think that actually plays in the Lions' favor is those box safeties, right? But again, if I'm Gruden, that's just the spider why. I got two bananas left. I might throw the deep ball, right? Because that's where we're going to be in trouble. That's where if Slay isn't there and Walker not there, that is exactly where I may be be bouncing that.
Yeah, we'll see how much, you know, cover one we play as opposed to other things, how much zone we actually do. I think it will be interesting to see what Patricia has on deck to preserve our weaknesses.
Yeah.
Try to prevent them from being exploited too awful much.
Yeah.
And you know, it'll be interesting. You know, I think Deshaun Hand last week brought a level to the line that I was actually a little shocked, you know, how much impact he seemed to have just with disruption.
Right.
Just by being able to break up a double team mm-hmm. and allowed other guys to kind of do stuff that before we were just constantly stonewalled. So I guess we'll have to see another week and another little bit of rust comes off. But
at Wisco, yeah. who's actually the guy that got me started on these White Claws?
Oh, the White Claws. Yeah. You're such a basic white girl.
I know. I'm a Wisco girl.
I can't believe you just said Wisco girl. Holy smokes. <That's> You're on top of things, Chris.
Thank you.
On top of things.
I like to be on the bottom usually, but some every now. Anyway, no, I've started bouncing into these because I've been trying to lower my calorie count on my liquids and my carb count on liquids. And I find, you know, there's a lot of calories in a 12-pack of beer. I don't know if you knew that. and these, the other part of it is there's so much like just water in there that you kind of stay pretty hydrated. So it's all right. It's all right. All right. Hey, Jesse, welcome. Yeah, welcome to the live. we've already started a little, so I'm not sure how much you're going to like it. But just sit back, enjoy, grab a drink, and join the club. Really quick, we talked a little bit about the Raiders, what to look for. We'll get back into that. I want to, because we've got a lot more people on since the beginning of the show, I want to really hit this again because I'm super thankful, Sandman, that you did this. It's a really, really big deal. We have a new contest. We had the contest for Patreon to get your Sega Genesis Retro Gaming, 42 games on it, really, really sweet. But Sandman has stepped up and is putting out there an opportunity to win a ticket to a suite at Ford Field for the Dallas Cowboys game with us. Sandman and I will be there. You get a ticket, you get free food, you get a free ticket. We'll have a podcast t-shirt for you. And we're going to do a live broadcast from the suite, and you'll be part of the sweet, sweet halftime show that we're going to put on. Really, really cool stuff. How do you do it? Get into Patreon. It's a really sweet deal. It works out. Every dollar you donate on Patreon between now and the 12th of November will get you an entry. So if you put $5 in, you have 5 entries. And from there, we'll pick the winner to come join us in a suite for the Dallas Cowboys game at Ford Field on the 17th of November.
It's going to be sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. The sweet. Yeah, tweet the sweet. That's what we should. That's going to be our hashtag, tweet the sweet. All right, good stuff. Make sure you do that. It's patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. Get in, get entered, and we'll have some fun. And of course, as part of that, you'll get access to the Slack, which is really the best Lions chat on the internet. No shiza at all. All right, any other thoughts quick on the Raiders game? We've got what about how our offense stacks against their defense?
I think our offense seems to be stacking up pretty good against any defense we faced. I don't know if that's a concern to me at this point. I think the offensive line has looked better. I'm not too concerned. I'm a little bit concerned that they seem to manufacture pressure pretty well up front. But Stafford's looked good against the blitz. And to be honest, if I was a defensive coordinator, I don't know how much time I would spend blitzing Stafford. It just feels like a no-sum game for you, you know, because he's finding guys quickly. Our guys are getting open. Without a lot of separation still having problems with separation,
right?
Other than Danny Amendola, but
he's a monster at his age, right? He's still ripped, tight as
doing man. It. Yeah. You know, I would really like to see another big game out of TJ Hockenson. We got all rock hard after week one, and he's kind of slowed down. He had some drops in the end zone that, you know, don't help anybody. Things like that.
Could have been the difference in one game.
Yep. And I'm hopeful that they'll get him more involved again. I would like to see a heavy tight ends game at all, to be honest.
Yeah.
With Jesse James and Logan Thomas and
I like Logan Thomas. I really like Jesse James. He's been a good blocker out there. He's made a couple of crucial catches. He's not a bad tight end, but I haven't seen as much out of him as I thought. Logan Thomas, I really like this guy. I think another year with this team, and he's going to break out next year really, really well. He's going to be beast. Him and Hawk together, I'm like, wow, that could be a real dynamic duo at tight end.
Yeah, we have a big tight end room. We really do, and I think we're underutilizing right now, but I'm excited to see what Bevel comes up with for us.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we talked about, I think in the chat it was going on hashtag too sweet, SUITE. That's cool. I like that. Good job, Sam, man. I'm glad you came up with that. We got that. We also want to talk about, we're doing a post game show this week, even though it's a late game. Typically we won't do that, but Sam man is like, F it, man. We're doing it. This is a Lions team that's going to beat these Raiders. We expect it. And this is in a weird way, it's a lot like that Green Bay game. As much as the teams line up, this Lions team needs this win. This is a win they should have. It may be closer, but they need to come in. They need to win this game, take this game, and show that they are the team that we think they are. And I think it's important because it does help keep those playoff hopes alive. I want to go back to one thing you said about not blitzing Stafford. And this is where there's a little bit where I see a little bit of Aaron Rodgers there. Aaron Rodgers is mobile enough. And Stafford is this kind of sneaky mobile for a quarterback. People think they can get him. They want to get him. The defensive line and ends, they get so focused on trying to sack Rodgers because they know how important that is. That it's like chasing Wile E. Coyote, right? It's a Roadrunner, or they're chasing the Roadrunner. Like it's right at Wile E. Coyote out there, and then the bomb's blown up in his face, the whole thing, right? They just can't get to him because he rolls out and he hits the magic throw, right? I think there's a little bit of that in Stafford. I think he brings some of that, and I think you're right that they're smart not to chase him down, but it's hard not to be greedy, and I think they're going to regret the choice to go after him.
No, 100%. And, you know, really the only time we see Stafford get sacked is when there's quick inside pressure, mm-hmm. when he doesn't have time to pop out. And that's, you know, that hasn't been too often. But every sack we see that, you know, towards the end of the game or whenever it seems to be, is when the interior gets pushed and the defensive ends take a shallow angle and, you know, our tackles get beat. But yeah, you know, like you said, I think it's risky, and but you got, I mean, you got to do it sometimes. You just got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, so we will do a post-game show after the Lions game, as usual. You'll be able to find us. It'll be live, same bat time, same, no, different bat time, but same bat channel, something like that. We'll be out there. So Friday Night Live, Sandman, thanks for doing this. I'm really happy and thankful that you showed up, and we just
absolutely
decided to go live, just kind of do the whole thing, right? Make sure to check
do
out.
Do it live.
Do it live. All right. So that's it. That's the breakdown this week. We'll see you Saturday after Sunday night after the game, and be ready. And then also, I'm traveling next week, but we will do a show. We'll have Case, and we'll have, I think Trev's going to come up and do it. And I think this, you guys will be impressed. We made some changes and upgraded some stuff. This live show on the road is probably going to be hard to differentiate between the regular shows we do when I'm not traveling. I think we've hit on something real special. So this will be the first run on that, doing that. And we've tested it, but it'll be the first run live for a show. And then it's going to be a piece of the kit for the suite, the too sweet party. So join us.
This guy needs a, and I'm going to find
wait.
Him
I'm so pumped.
And just give him a big.
Just heard Dean on the audio, and, saw the Stafford guitar playing on the stream. Just got a sweet $6 donation. Thank you to the Patreon people who join us and give us that love. All right. That's it. We're going to do this. We're going to call this a show. Thank you guys so much. We really, really appreciate it from all of you. That was Billy, by the way. Billy was the one that did that. Thank you, Billy. We love you, man. That's good stuff. Six entries there into the sweet contest. Remember, the show needs your feedback and your involvement. That's what we're looking for. Hit the subreddit, leave a comment in the comments, and let us know what you like, what you don't like, and that kind of thing. We love hearing from you guys and interact. And don't forget about us on Patreon. As we said, the big contest, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, Facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast. We got a bunch of FTPs in the chat, and you guys aren't wrong. We do have an FTP shirt if you're looking for one. Merch store at the website.
You never have too many of those.
No, sir. Also, we're on Instagram doing literally nothing. It's a great time. Detroit Lions Podcast. And on Twitter at DET Lions Podcast. Follow us. Everything is going on Twitter for sure. DET Lions Podcast, the very best place to see Sandman.
With no pants on.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you, our time in the Senior Bowl together, I can tell you that's a great look.
You know, we can lock the door in the suite. We could all go no pants in the suite. If we're feeling zesty.
Something zesty's going through my mind right now. Let's talk.
We might have lost some Patreons.
We might have lost some sweet after that too. No more calls. All right, give us a call at Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word, or on the Lions line at 929-33-LIONS. It's 929-335-4667. And be sure to go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Subscribe to the podcast so we can pop up into your ear holes automatically. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. Remember, no pants, no toasters, no hot tubs, no problems, baby, because we're your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
Final seconds winding down, and look at that. How big is that? Chris and Case out of time. Pack the bags, start the plane. This show